Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
All right, it's that time again. Time to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. How are you doing? It's Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we're going to have some fun this week. Well, we have fun every week, don't we, Brian?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, because I don't. I'm just kidding. It's a good time. We count down the top 20 albums that are charting from Earshot-Online. Great website. Brian, I'll let you know what you'll find if you head on over there.
You should go check it out. It's the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, every single week at that website, which is, again, Earshot-Online.com, or just go and search for Earshot in your handy search engine. And if you go to that website, on the front page, you'll find links to all kinds of things, including the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus community radio stations, many of which are our fine airing partners, where you might be listening to the show right now. And you can also find specialty charts. There's reviews, interviews, and much, much more. So if you're so inclined about finding out all about where this program comes from, go check it out.
And you can find us online a few ways, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. Doing that in this episode of the Earshot 20, we reached out to a local band in where we record and broadcast out of, local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, a local band of St. John. ER and the Other are going to be talking with them coming up in just a little bit. And James Keast joining us on the program this week for our music news, the editor of Exclaim Magazine, because Mr. Carlick is off enjoying the sun and the barbecues and the great sights and sounds of South by Southwest. Or SXSW, as I always thought. I didn't know that that stood for anything. I was just like,
of course
you that's a great festival, that SXSW.
No one calls it SXSW.
Well, you never know. North by Northeast, NXNE. Yeah. I always thought that one was good. I thought it was Nexne.
Oh.
No, that's not what it is.
Every week you learn so much.
I do. I learn a lot from
you. It's nice
you
have an open mind.
I learn a lot from Steven and James and everybody.
You've come a long way.
It's so good. So good. I feel educated. So we've got all kinds to bring you in this hour and over the next 2 hours of the program. And we're going to kick things off with your number 20. And lots of movement this week, Brian, on the charts. Is our number one the same?
It is, yeah.
Is our number two the same?
It's not, actually. Oh. There's definitely like a really big challenger that debuted pretty high last week, and so you'll get to that in some time now, but keep an ear out for what's happening there. I didn't have a chance to sort of look back on how long it's been that our number one's been the same, but it seems like it's definitely been almost 10 weeks, I would think, at this point. It's been the majority of the year up until this point, and now we have lots of different challengers that have hit number two but never quite peaked to the very top, so we'll see what happens there. And we have a couple of returns on the top 20, lots of movement in amongst the top 20 as well. The number one is the only album this week sitting still, and otherwise everything else is featuring some movement. We also, as we generally do, say goodbye, at least for now, to a couple of records which might find their way back up into the top 20 or not. Panda Bear's latest moves from number 15 to number 29. That was in the top 20 for a couple of weeks. Belle and Sebastian from number 20 last week to number 37 this week. And Bjork is at number 26 this week after being at number 18. And of course, you also have quite a few debuts below the top 20 that we'll give you all the details on towards the end of the second hour of the program. So keep an ear out for that as well.
And if I recall, I'm pretty sure the longest standing number one for the program since we've been doing the program was 12 weeks, I think. I don't know that for a fact, but I think it was 12 weeks. So maybe our number one now can beat the record. They could be a record-setting band.
Maybe.
Well, we'll see what happens. All right, we're going to kick things off. Number 20 right now, and we'll move along from there.
All right, they were just out of the program last week at number 21. And they're back into our show. It's the High Dials in the AM Wilds is their latest. It's at number 20, and you're going to hear a track called Evil Twin. We actually have a fair amount of Maritimes reps on the charts this week, and that includes starting off here with Sackville band Kappa Chow. They debuted at number 40 last week. They're at number 19, and they put out a release as they go out on tour, aptly titled Collected Output As of Now, and we're going to hear a track called Jump. And at number 18, dropping from number 14, Jose Gonzalez. His latest is called Vestiges and Claws, and we're going to close out the set of music with a track called Open Book.
You got to love that name, Kappa Chow. I just love it. It's my favorite for the entire year.
They actually do a call and response when they do live shows. So,
do they?
Yeah. Kappa.
Chow.
Yeah, they do that.
Oh, I gotta go see it just for that.
I actually think you would have a really good time if you just see them. They're a pretty fun live band. And as I mentioned, they put out this record to sort of promote that they're going on tour. And you should go check out their tour dates because they are a really awesome band. Also, lots of connection with community radio in there and at CHMA in Sackville, who, of course, we also air this show and from which we did the show live back in Savvy Fest last summer. So go check out Kappa Chow. They've been really fine to us, and we hope you can help return the favor.
All right, well, kick it off. Number 20 this week, Evil Twin. The High Dials, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
In his neighborhood, talking to people as if I knew them well, thinking that everyone has gone through different kinds of hell. Lately I found myself in doubt, asking myself what it's all about. What am I doing here? What's this leading to? What's the point of all without you? Well, I've got promises to keep, like a cat I know I land upon my feet each time I fall. Thank you. every now and then in dreams, by the river neath our trees. Leaves in yellow, red and brown, I hear you whisper in my ear. Your love belongs to everyone. I feel just like an open book. Couple of words was all it took. In front of a bright white canvas, staring vacantly, now free. Against my will, a drifting vessel in the storm, pushed around from shore to shore. I know there's so much left to see. I know I've so much left to give. But the memories remain, yet the scars don't feel the same. Filling pages one by one in the warmth of other suns.
That was Open Book by Jose Gonzalez, closing out our first set of tunes at number 18, down from 14 last week, Vestiges and Claws. Before that, in the middle, was Jump by Capuchow. Collected Output as of now is their new release. It's at number 19. It debuted at number 40 last week. Quite a huge jump from the Sackville Band. And at number 20, up one spot and back into the show, is the Hyde Owls. In the AM Wilds, we started the program off this week with a song called Evil Twin.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website. We're taking a break from the charts right now to chat with a couple of friends of ours from St. John, New Brunswick, who released an album in February, February 3rd, to be exact. It's Eric Ringette and Corey Bonnevie of ER and The Other joining us in studio right now to chat about the album. Gentlemen, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hello.
Hey.
You guys are great already. I love this. So let's talk a little bit about playing together. You guys are cousins. You previously played in a band called the Telecasters. Did it make it easy to jump into this project already having played music before?
We've always just jammed, so
yeah. So it was all, yeah. Like I'd come over and to his place, and we'd just jam at his spot. So it's always had that same the feel. We have the feel. How about that?
And the songs have been like the actual record. Some of the songs are a couple years.
Yeah, some of them are pretty old.
Like three, 4 years old.
And where did the inspiration come from for the album and to do this?
It was me just putting pressure on Eric to record.
I think you wanted to record on tape, and I don't know, there was a week I was just like, all right, Corey, I'm ready. Let's do this. Let's record an album.
And what was the recording process like for you guys? Did it take a long time? Was it a short process? Did you record?
For this record, it was super, super simple, where everything was done live off the floor for the most part, except small overdubs like vocals and guitars. But everything was done in one night,
yeah,
for the most part.
And did you try to keep a sort of a theme either with the sound or even between the tracks in terms of the content or what the tracks mean on the album? Is there a theme that runs through it?
I don't really think so.
No, just because of the songs being from so long
ago. Yeah, there's like old, really old, well, the few old songs, and there's some songs that were like, we didn't even play them at like five times, so... I don't know.
It was more spontaneous, yeah. I guess. That's what you're hearing, spontaneity.
Right. And writing process, do you both work on writing? And even back for the older songs, was it both of you working on those? Or even was there more involvement with other people?
I usually come up with a riff or something and write some lyrics. Then I go to Corey's and we jam and then sort of figure something out together. So, yeah. It's pretty loose.
Do you have a favorite song on the album?
My favorite, Space Cakes.
Space Cakes?
Have you heard that one?
We'll play it now if that's your favorite.
It's an 8-minute song of like hum, so.
Of hum?
Yeah, like just what it was. We were just running off the tape, and I just left my guitar just on the amp and then there's like some weird sounds as well. But really my favorite song is, I'd say, Less Talking.
Yeah, I would agree.
Less Talking. All right, well, that's what we'll play. Monopolizedrecords.bandcamp.com to find the album. And Eric, Corey, thanks for taking the time to chat with us, and best of luck with what's to come in 2015.
Thank you.
Here it is right now, Eric Ringette and the Other, ER and the Other on the Earshot 20. Stick around, there's more of the charts on the way after this. Earshot 20. Extra.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 17.
Oh, shitty.
Shot 20. Number 16.
That was Forgettery by Dan Mangan and Blacksmith from their newest record, Club Meds, at number 16, down from 13, and at number 17, up from number 23. They're back into the show. It's the Golden Dogs from their newest 3.5. We heard Feel Like a Bridge, and we also had a chat with ER and the Other, and we heard a track from their self-titled debut.
We're going to take a break from the charts now and head to the phone line, traveling all the way to Toronto. Get your tickets ready. We're on our way. And James Keese, the editor of Exclaim Magazine, joining us this week. Stephen is away. Lucky him, gets to be out to South by Southwest. Is he having fun? Has he been in contact?
I can only tell from Twitter, and it seems like he's still alive, which is an accomplishment. It's only day two. He shouldn't be dead by barbecue yet, right?
For sure. No, I hope he's having a good time, and it's great to have you on the program this week. We've got lots of music news to chat about, and we're kicking things off with a story about Third Man Records releasing Jay-Z's record Magna Carta on vinyl.
Yeah, Magna Carta Holy Grail is one of the many, many high-profile hip-hop records that hasn't gotten a proper vinyl reissue in the last 18 months or 2 years, but Jack White's Third Man Records is stepping in. But you're going to have to either grab it early or pay a pretty penny for it. They're only making 1,000 of them. The record is going to come in 8 7-inches. Again, only 1,000. This box of 7-inches will come in a cloth-bound binder. It's got all sorts of scratch-and-sniff type stuff, you know, scratching things off to reveal secret notes and things like that. And also, all of the lyrics are printed in reverse, but on the opposing page of the booklet, there will be a mirror so you can read them in the mirror of the opposing page. It seems super elaborate, but it'll certainly be a collector's item.
Leave it to Jack White to come up with something very unique.
It's true.
And we have some news about Ryan Adams as well, and he was traveling along, kicking off his tour, and he also took the stage not as himself, but in female form.
Yeah, so Ryan Adams is on tour in Europe, and rising star Natalie Press is doing opening gigs with him, except that she couldn't make it to Copenhagen. She had some flight problems, didn't make the gig, so Ryan Adams just put on a dress, came out, and performed some Natalie Press covers as Natalie Sass. I don't know if that's going to be released on any future live records, but he is releasing a box set of his recent two-night stand live at the Carnegie Hall. That's going to be 6 vinyl albums, 42 songs across those 6 records, so basically half of them for night one, half of them for night two, and if you're not a vinyl nerd, there will be a single CD version that'll collect, I guess, the 10 best performances from those two nights. But for Ryan Adams obsessives, it's just another thing to add to the discography.
Very cool, and good for him for making light of the situation, and I'm sure that Natalie will be along with him for the rest of the ride.
Absolutely.
And one more story before we get back to the charts in this hour of the program. Continuing news about Viet Cong. We know that they had a show canceled because of their name, but there's more to come out about this now.
Yeah, so Viet Cong took some flack and got a show canceled in Oberlin, Ohio because of the so-called problematic band name. And, you know, for anyone who's been a longtime music fan, there's a long history of people taking band monikers that have, you know, some potentially sketchy political connections. One of them, of course, is Gang of Four, who were named after the four officials of the Chinese Communist Party who stood trial in China for committing treason during the Cultural Revolution. Gang of Four's Andy Gill weighed in on the Viet Cong controversy, saying that it's ridiculous to ban bands for their name. And he was quoted as saying, as soon as you get into being the guardian of public morality, taking it upon yourself to decide what's okay and what's not, you are acting in an illiberal, undemocratic, and anti-progressive way. No mention of Joy Division, which is another one that has some controversial associations. Most people don't know the history as well, so Joy Division gets plenty of hipster T-shirts. Viet Cong's getting shows canceled.
And they've put out a new statement addressing the concerns over their name as well.
They did. They had sort of maintained a little bit of radio silence for a bit, but they recently admitted that they were, quote, naive about the history of a war in a country we knew very little about. And they said, we never intended for our name to be provocative or hurtful, but at no point in the statement did it say that they had any intention of changing it. So they're sorry, but they're not sorry.
Well, and they're such a popular band, and if you look past the name and concentrate on their music, they've got some really great stuff.
It's true.
All right, we're going to get back to the charts, and James, we'll get you to hang on the line. We'll catch up with you in the second hour of the program. Brian is going to let you know now what's coming up next.
You're going to hear Retriever by the Dodos there at number 15 for 19 in Divide. And after that, Sleater-Kinney dropping for number 6, number 14, their newest record, No Cities to Love. You're going to hear Surface Envy.
Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Surface Envy by Sleater Kinney. Their latest is called No Cities to Love on Sub Pop Records. It's at number 14 after dropping from number 6 the week before. And the Dodos before that at number 15 up to 19 is a track from In Divide. You heard Retriever.
All right, we've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And I don't like to do it, but I have to say it. I'm so sick of the snow. I just want it to go away. Do you have snow where you are? If you do, I empathize. And if you have sunshine, I'm mad at you, but only a little bit. I appreciate you for listening to the program.
There are definitely some pretty warm places right now that air our show.
And as you said last week, and I can appreciate that they're enjoying the sun, but I want to enjoy it too.
You could go there.
I could. don't know how that would work, you know, with job and things like that, but I could go there. It would be Western Canada, right? Like Vancouver would be getting some sunshine. And
yeah, a friend of mine from Victoria the other day said that he was wearing his sunglasses. I don't even know
what they are.
I had a conference call meeting with a couple of individuals, both from out on the Vancouver Islands, and we were having webcams on Skype, and one of them went outside briefly in the middle of our meeting, and a bee came by. In case people don't know, again, yeah, our show is broadcast and recorded in St. John, New Brunswick, celebrating we're number one snowiest year on record ever since 1962. So pretty exciting.
It's a sad day when you get excited for bees.
I don't complain about the weather. I just roll with it. But
anyway,
it's our Canadian right, I guess, to complain about the weather.
I'm sad. Yeah. It's like, yeah, and you can't even say, like, when people say, if you don't vote, you can't complain. I can complain about the weather because I'm sick of it. I'll take it for so long. But anyway, all right. We've got three more tracks to bring you, and we're going to kick it off with number 13.
All right, you're
going to
hear from Twin River. They were at number 10 last week. They're now number 13 from the album Should the Light Go Out. Here is Bend to Break.
Goodbye. I saw him pass away Saturday. I fly. Fly my spirit and let me heal this heart. It's painful to see my mama's tears, my sister hiding all her fears. It's painful to admit that I lie, that when I want to cry I always smile. Listen to my prayer. Fly, fly, fly my spirit and let me heal this heart.
Shot 20. Number 11. We'll be right back.
this is the life we have. This is the life we have to live. So give peace a chance.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Bank Accounts and Dollar Bills by Sisk U. They're at number 11 this week, number 5 last week. And their latest is on Constellation Records called Nervous. And before that, the self-titled debut from Ebayi at number 12, up for number 16. And a track called Fly, which is a bonus track from that record. And we started it all off with Twin River, Bend to Break at number 13, down from 10, is their latest record, Should the Light Go Out.
And there it is, the first 10 of the top 20 complete. Again, big thanks to James Keast and to Eric Riette and Corey Bonnevie for joining us on the program, chatting with us, ER and the other, Eric Riette and Corey
Bonnevie. Now we all know who the other is.
Well,
you really lifted the facade. The
veil. He was part of the conversation anyway.
He should have masked his voice.
Yeah,
this is the other.
Then we put it together. It's like that anonymous video that you keep seeing, yeah. Like the anonymous. I don't even know. It scares me a little bit, but I don't know. It's scary.
Let's not get into
because I'll have nightmares. Is why we shouldn't get into it. Anyway, we counted down the first 10. We'll be back with the top 10 in just a couple of minutes. And if you're not familiar with the program, it is the Earshot 20. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation every week from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. You can catch this program in its debut broadcast spot every week from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And then you can catch it on our syndicate partners. Over 30 chances to hear the program across the nation from all the way over in BC, Western Canada, Victoria, and you can also hear it in Newfoundland. So all kinds of opportunities. You can also check us out, radioforall.net, where you can download the program and you can podcast this show on iTunes. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with your top 10 and more.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.